The San Diego housing market is showing some signs of cooling as we head into what's traditionally the busiest buying season. The median sale price countywide was $954,000 for the 3 months ending in May, down 3% compared to the same period last year.
That's the first meaningful year-over-year decline we've seen in quite some time. The median price per square foot dropped to $687, down 3.7% from last year. Homes are taking slightly longer to sell, averaging 23 days on market, which is 1 day longer than last year.
The broader county median for May was $925,000, essentially flat compared to 2 years ago, while North County commanded higher prices at $1,029,990. What's particularly notable is the inventory situation. Active listings are up roughly 24% compared to this time last year.
That inventory increase is significant for both buyers and sellers. Buyers have more choices, which puts downward pressure on prices. Sellers face more competition, which means properties that might have sold quickly in multiple offer situations last year are sitting on the market longer.
Median days on market in many North County areas have stretched to around 37 days. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate sitting in the low to mid 6% range is actually helping. That's down nearly half a point from a year ago, providing some relief for buyers who were sidelined by higher rates.
Carlsbad approved a significant new rental project this week, a 5-story, 397-unit apartment building near College Avenue and El Camino Real. 20% of those units will be reserved as affordable housing for qualified households.
That affordable housing component is increasingly standard for larger projects, but 397 units represents substantial new rental inventory for North County. Given the cooling sales market, rental demand could remain strong as potential buyers wait for better conditions.
In Santee, the $26.8 million community center project approved by the City Council in December is moving into the construction phase. The budget has increased by $3.1 million over earlier estimates, funded through development impact fees, a state grant, and federal rescue plan allocations.
That budget increase reflects the broader construction cost inflation we're seeing region-wide. Even projects with locked-in contracts are facing change orders and material cost adjustments. The $14 million in development impact fees shows how growth is essentially paying for community infrastructure.
These market shifts suggest we're moving from the seller-dominated conditions of recent years towards something more balanced. 3% price declines aren't dramatic, but they represent a meaningful change in momentum.
For first-time buyers who've been priced out, this could be the beginning of improved affordability, especially if interest rates continue declining and inventory keeps rising. The question is whether this cooling trend accelerates or stabilizes at these levels.